In many countries around the world, Mother's Day is celebrated at some point in the year. In Spain and the Netherlands, it happens to be in May. In the Catholic Church, the month of May is the month of Mary, Mary, the Mother of Jesus. Mothers represent so much in this world, for example, love, care, and strength or power. Tibetan Buddhists say that everyone has been your mother. With this, they express how deeply connected we are to everything around us. If we open our eyes to this, we can see how much caring there is in this world. We have a mother, a grandmother, or a mother figure in our lives, and we may also fulfill the maternal or grandmotherly role for children ourselves. However much we wish to fulfill these roles with warmth and love, it also demands a great deal from us. The demands that children and older parents can place on us can be very intense. How can we live that? What does Zen tell us about this? Once a participant in a Zen retreat stood in front of the board on which the program was written. The schedule listed many hours of sitting meditation, walking meditation, work meditation, eating and rest. That is a lot, he thought to himself. I actually don't really feel like doing that. Coincidentally, the Zen master was also standing by the board, and the participant asked the Zen master, Master, what is the fastest way to become enlightened? The master nodded, took a marker, turned to the board and wrote, Attention. Said the participant, yes, but what is actually the very fastest way to become enlightened? The Zen master turned to the board again and wrote, Attention. Okay, said the participant, but tell me, what is the real secret to being enlightened? The Zen master nodded kindly and calmly wrote on the board, Attention. In the Buddhist tradition, Kuan Yin, Kansei On, or Avalokiteshvara, different names for the Bodhisattva of compassion, is often depicted as a woman with an enormous number of arms, and in each hand, at the end of such an arm, an eye. We can now and then feel, when we are caring for our mother, our family, our children, that we sometimes almost do not have enough arms and eyes for it. Attention, attention, attention. Being fully awake and present in the moment, attentively changing a dirty diaper, attentively listening to your mother's story that she has already told 100 times due to her dementia or Alzheimer's, attentively noticing that you are tired and it is best to go to sleep early, and so on. At every moment, attention, attention, attention can truly help us. How are you attentively caring for what surrounds you today?